I got the whole squad here. Because the whole squad would like to share an unpopular opinion just for you. And then, look here, then it's your turn. 0829450940. We've got producer Beatrice here. Producer Ash.
Hey.
Zozo.
Zoe.
Only call Ann and Keith since that.
Zozo. Zobizzle. In fact, you know what? Today I'm in a
Zofizzle.
Good mood. Zosef. That's what I'm going to say. All right. Wait, hold on. Petrusha. Now. Let's go.
Maybe Zozo should go first.
Really?
I'll go first.
You want to reiterate the fact that you don't like being called Zozo? Unpopular opinion. Go for it, girl.
Personally?
Yeah?
Spotify's better than Apple Music. Spotify has the best playlists.
You know what? That's a popular opinion my side. Like, I agree. Because I went onto, you know, my friend's phone and said, like, oh, well, what you need to do is if you like that song, then you can just go and grab the playlist. And then he didn't have that button that Spotify has.
The radio option.
Yes, the radio option. Mm. You have the radio option. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Zoe. That's amazing.
You can create playlists in Apple Music.
No. Can Spotify does it for you.
No, Spotify will do that. If I like a song, right? I just hit go to artist radio and I have songs with similar BPM, similar vibe to it. It's great. That's cool. Zoe gets all of her polyphonic ringtones that she jumps to.
You find one you like and it just searches for the rest.
Yep. Right. Producer Beatrice, it's over to you.
A voice note that's longer than a minute is no longer a voice note. It's a podcast.
Okay.
And you could have sent me an email because I can read that faster than listening to your 7-minute voice note.
I like voice notes. Personally, but I mean, this is your opinion. But
okay, I listen to your podcasts because when you send them to me,
yes,
it's like it's from you. So I listen to your podcast,
and it's 6 minutes.
There's groupings of it, like I get all the points across.
Not a voice note.
Yeah,
that's why I said
if
I
it's
listen
6 minutes,
to
someone
podcast.
Can just call you.
Yes, but I like leaving it there so that you can reference back. You don't record a phone call.
No, I don't want to listen all time to your voice.
No, then you can say that I can give you time codes at 3:10. I mentioned what I wanted to do on the show today. There we go.
No, thank you.
That is the truth. So he'll break up his like podcast in sections to me.
Yeah.
First a good morning, then some daily motivation.
Transcription.
Psychology. Yeah. I do.
Then it's like, okay, so can you just try and do this and this and this? And then I was thinking for the show, this and this and this.
Yeah.
And then he ends off with like a boost morale type
message. Motivate, let's go.
So you're saying his voice note comes with subtitles?
Yes. No, actually my voice note's not a podcast, it's a conference.
it's Carl's TED Talk to me.
It's a TED Talk. It's like me on stage and I'm giving you motivation, giving you some pillars to take with you throughout the weekend.
No, thank you.
No, that's okay.
Every time I get to a robot, I stop and just make notes of what he said to me.
Done and dusted. Producer Ash, what do you think? Unpopular opinion?
My unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Very recent.
Yeah.
So everyone knows United got a thrashing yesterday.
Is that what they call it?
But no, yeah, that's what they call it. But
so you promised.
Can I just say to all the Liverpool fans, you're not back yet. Don't think that 7-0 makes up for everything that happened over the past few months. Mm. You're not back. Mm. Stop raving about your 7-0.
So you're saying,
move on. Be happy for 20.
I haven't had a score like that since 1951.
No, but my thing is, be happy for 24 hours.
Not even your parents existed then.
All I'm saying is, be happy for 24 hours.
Can I just, sorry,
but don't be satisfied. Move on. You must still play Madrid in the week.
Can I just ask you? Well, not ask you. I want to tell you something.
Okay.
You know, like that Zoe mentioned, she was like, she's never seen a score like that. And then her first question was, did you guys not have a goalkeeper? This is somebody who doesn't support football, doesn't watch football. But that's what she said to you. My unpopular opinion was very similar to yours. Like, I don't think that Manchester United did too badly. I think that in the first half, it was a very, very lovely, lovely game. There were a few breakthroughs. I don't think that United, that's what I'm saying, you can look at me with those eyes, but I don't think that Manchester United did badly at all, because it could have been 12-0.
They did badly. They still lost. 7-0.
I'd rather take look 7 here, than 12. There could have been 12.
Well, true. Another thing is 7-0, 12-0, whatever. Yes. You still only get 3 points.
Isn't that what Paul Scholes said in the studio there? He was like, that guy was so sad last night. They still 3 points, still one game. We're going to move on. That's all. We're going to move on.
Then next week is going to be like all raving about United. They need to all calm down.
Well, that's the thing. So I don't think you guys did too badly. There's my unpopular opinion.
Thank you.
I think that it could have been worse.
I agree with you.
I think 7-0 was a great way to like limit Liverpool to what they could have done. And what about you? Let's listen, shall we, to the first one. Thanks a lot, 0829450940. Here's the first unpopular opinion from you.
My unpopular opinion is, unfortunately for the ladies, tights is not pants. To not wear them.
It ain't pants, Zoe.
So I can wear them every day of the week, because come Friday, the laundry would have been done.
Can I tell you something?
It's like she knew.
So Mela Moon sent me tights, one of our Buzz Boost friends, with that bamboo tie. I love the feeling of it on my legs. I wore tights to Woolies yesterday.
What?
I looked at a few people and they were like, I had to say, my eyes are up here.
Yeah, look, I don't think men should wear tights as pants.
I'm not going to do that again. Unpopular opinion, share yours right now.
My unpopular opinion is pluckies is not nice to see someone wearing it. I don't find it pretty or even comfortable. I don't have a single pair.
Pluckies. Someone hating on pluckies. However, it can't be called hating when you have the blanket of protection that is unpopular opinion. I got you. And then?
My unpopular opinion is, Kahi, I don't want to be scrolling my Facebook on the couch and then see screenshots of how far you hiked that came off your watch and how fast it took you to run there. No, man, don't mess with my inner chi.
You know, this morning.
Are we talking about the Strava?
No, because producer Peter's, I've been telling him to go take walks and stuff, man. And now he's got like double thumbs up over here for that one about like the entire journey of somebody. And hey, guys, oh, my first 12K this morning, guys. Woo, my first 12K. Oh, here he is. Sorry, do you want to add?
I love her. When I see these damn tweets, rent paid. Nee, you haven't paid your rent. You pay rent in money, not by running.
Rent paid? That's funny. So leave that alone. Don't post it.
Don't post it. We don't care.
Okay. Cool. Noted.
We post it to keep ourselves accountable.
Zoe, yeah. I don't...
Are you saying like
I'm
when somebody goes like,
seeing your stories. Week 6. I literally skip your story.
It's week 4, day 1.
See, that's how little I care about you posting. And then she's sitting there all sweaty and looking. And even you posting your scuffy hands and...
He just finished the CrossFit Open.
I don't care.
23.3.
I don't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about your week 4.
Or him finishing his CrossFit thing.
No, it's fine.
I just want to know, right?
You should post your tracks from the studio to the smoking balcony, because you'd probably cover 5 kilometers per show.
The bottle store.
Exactly. Yo, can you imagine, eh? That'd be like a marathon he's running. Hey, guys, just got my 6th bottle of wine, guys. Check my Strava.
Yeah, pop suck.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Papina, pop suck. It's like that. But
I don't know why we celebrate birthdays, man. As a kid, I didn't question it, but as an adult, I'm just like, why do we need to celebrate the fact that you're older or alive? You, like, literally just eating food, having stuff to drink, and then you stay alive. You know, why do we need to celebrate that, man?
Okay, forgive me, but That was Ronaldo. Doesn't Ronaldo... It feels like nobody celebrated Ronaldo properly, birthday-wise, man.
I want to know when Ronaldo's birthday is, because if it is on Christmas Day or Valentine's Day or, you know, any big public holiday, New Year's Day, people forget.
29th of Feb. Yeah.
No, people forget it's your birthday and then...
No, I got you. Look here, Nick, Ronaldo, when is your birthday? Please message us. We actually want to celebrate you. It feels like you don't know how it feels to be celebrated. And we really, really want to celebrate you, man.
We don't we want to. That call.
No, she just what?
He doesn't want no, but to I, celebrate.
No, but I want to show Ronaldo the way.
No, respect his
show Ronaldo
opinion.
The light over there. I'm respecting it, but at the same time, shame, man. Yo. Oh, Ronaldo's birthday is 21st of Feb. We got the ID number. We quick like that.
21st of Feb.
21st of Feb. Maybe we forgot. And
well,
now
it's before
scorned.
Payday. Keep in
yeah.
mind.
Yeah. Shame, man.
Tough being born.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, the resident emo kid, Zoe Brown. Where's your eyeliner, girl? Yo, you should write rock music. I'm just saying.
We didn't ask to be born.
It's tough to be born. We didn't ask to be born. Don't celebrate your birthday. You just gonna throw your money away. New song. Zoe Brown. Linkin Park. Out now. Can someone give us something happier, man?
My unpopular opinion is that LOL is not something that you do when you think something is funny in a casual conversation. You type it out to say that the person is, that you think something is funny. You don't say lol, that is weird. You actually have to laugh.
So here's the thing, you know, lol gives me a, because you know you can't read tone out of a sentence. So if I'm going to do something in jest, I feel like the LOL that you put at the end of it kind of reminds the person, remember, when I say to you that, like, it's just a jesty comment. We can move on to the conversation thereafter. That's what I believe.
My mom thought LOL is lots of love. It's not funny it's when cute. She sends you a sad message and then lol.
I think my dad, same thing, eh? Yeah, exactly.
I love using LOL.
Yeah, I think we all do, but I think we just it's for the same reason. Like my pops as well, also probably the same thing, messages you on WhatsApp saying...
The cat is missing, lol.
Yeah, yes, yeah, exactly. Really miss you, miss home. There was a flood here again, lol. My dad lives in the Philippines. There's always a flood there, I'm just saying. Like,
lots of love.
Lots of love.
Yo, okay, one more for the road.
My unpopular opinion, sushi is actually not that great. It's actually boring. I'd rather have a parcel of fish and chips. Thank you very much.
You got my vote.
Yeah. I actually have heard somebody saying like, yo, I don't smell sushi, man. It's raw.
But I mean, sushi is basically just nut rice and like uncooked fish.
You guys haven't been to great restaurants, yeah. But I can admit it's not for everyone. It took me a while to get there, but I love it.
You need to have a proper experience, but it's okay. Thank you for your unpopular opinion.